You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
Fun? No. Busy weekend. Fun. Moving one of my grandmas, into a retirement facility. It's time that she went into one of those places. So we spent quite a bit of time going through her house, which she's been in for like 65 years, you know, so it's got 65 years of stuff.
And my God, this is twice you've done this in the last 2 months.
Yeah. This is the second house that we're digging into now. Whoa. To basically unload and get some things, you know, that are important to her, to her new home.
Sure, yeah.
And then get everything cleaned out, essentially, and get the house up for sale and start moving on that. So my parents have been kicking butt on that. Me and my sister, we've been over there cleaning everything out and just taking care of business, man. And it's a sad thing. It's not a happy thing, but it just needs to be done. And
sure, yeah.
Just a lot of work, a lot of years of accumulation, man. It's gonna have to be gone through.
What do you do with all that stuff? Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, you know.
At the same time, I remember looking for my dad for a place many years ago, and I know this is a sensitive subject for some people, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, but I remember we went and visited another family member at this one place, and we took my dad, you know, so he could check it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad, of course, because as I think people of that generation, especially, they were like, I want to stay at my own house.
And, absolutely.
You know, like, Dad, you can't really do that anymore. Anyway,
yeah.
I felt like a big weirdo because I was starting to ask around, like, how old do you have to be before you can move it? Because,
these places are swanky, right?
It was really swanky. It was really nice. I mean, the little apartment that each person gets their own apartment.
Yep.
And it was really nice with all new furniture and stuff. And it had this big library and a game room. And it wasn't
even
just a cafeteria. It was like a restaurant. And I was like, I kind of want to move in.
That's the thing with her place. It's like you can go down for a meal anytime you want. They've got the restaurant. They've got a theater room, an exercise room. And,
I mean,
you know,
come on.
We got her in there. We're kind of, it's like in a weaning process, essentially. Got a wiener in there, you know.
Okay.
And she's been pretty hesitant and kind of grumpy about it. And we were over there on, God, what was that, Friday? And, you know, she's standing in her apartment with her arms crossed and whatever. And
sure.
I'm helping bring furniture up. And I go, hey, Grandma. I was like, just a heads up. They just started happy hour downstairs.
Oh.
And you should have seen the twinkle in her eye. She like immediately perked up, and it was like she didn't even have shoes on, and she was shuffling down that hall to get to happy hour. They had a guy down there playing a piano. They had like a therapy lab down there, and they're handing out cocktails. And so I think she's going to be okay.
She shuffled off to get like a Tom Collins or
something
like that.
She's like, shots, shots, shots.
It's funny.
So, I think she's going to be okay. But, man, what a process. It is definitely a process to get somebody into one of those places.
Sure.
And, it just brought a lot of memories for me because I worked at one of those facilities for like 4 years doing the entertainment direction and all that. And,
sure. Yeah.
It's, kudos to the people that work in those facilities.
Yeah.
Special kind of human that works there.
Yeah.
So
my brother managed 6-7 of them.
Yeah,
he was like one of the owners and managed like 6 or 7 of them off chain.
Wow,
and it's pretty interesting the stories that he told too, especially all of the shenanigans that are going on.
Oh yeah,
between the residents.
The residents. Oh, we would catch residents all the time when I worked there doing things.
Yeah, they get it on. And it's
we had to drop off mail at sometimes to their rooms, you know, and the amount of packages that contained Viagra that were, you know, because you got to open them up and make sure, you know, they're getting the right pills and things like that. And a lot of Viagra orders were coming through.
Yeah. Good for them.
They were being put to use.
Another reason I wanted to move out. So
what, mail delivery?
I was single at the time. And I was like,
huh. All right.
Huh. So you're saying that there's a lot of action here. Right?
Count me in.
Anyway. So my weekend, pretty basic weekend, although I was listening to a podcast, and on this one podcast they were talking about, because I listen to a lot of nerdy podcasts, and they're talking about this one documentary that it came out, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and then I dug it up. It was on, I dug it up on YouTube, and then I can stream YouTube onto my TV, just watch it on the TV, on YouTube, and it's this 90-minute documentary, and it's about artificial intelligence and how they're trying to train, you know, artificial intelligence to actually have creativity. And it was fascinating. So they used a game. Now, a lot of people have heard about this computer slash AI that beat Garry Kasparov playing chess. He was the world chess champion. It was big news many years ago when the computer beat him. But this is it's the oldest game, known board game, that's played in the world, and it's called Go. And it's not real huge in the United States, but in many parts of the world, it is the number one game, and people become
obsessed with it, kind of.
Well, there are some people who become superstars. They become celebrities because they are champion Go players. So they trained this artificial intelligence to play, and then it goes up against the greatest player in the world, and in a 5-game tournament. And the amount of press and everything that was going on was wild. And I couldn't believe, I got so sucked in, and it was so interesting how this works. So it's a documentary called Alpha Go, one word, Alpha Go, A-L-P-H-A-G-O. And that's the name of the artificial intelligence. They named it Alpha Go, and it took
just on YouTube, because I know we're going to get messages again.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can look at the trailer if you want. In fact, Jeremy, I'll send you the trailer. You can take a look. But the human drama of it, when you find yourself eventually rooting for the human.
Yeah.
Because
don't let that stupid computer win.
Yeah, what does this mean for the rest of us when they can become so good at everything that we almost become superfluous?
Yeah.
And so it was, Gretchen and I both thought, this is a really interesting show.
Well, that's cool. Something different.
The human drama of it. So, I'm sure, again, it's called AlphaGo. And it's not new. I think it's been around 4 or 5 years, but you can find it in a couple of places.
I'd go up against a computer playing Uno. I kick butt in that.